Well, now to the story of the thief and the gold coin worth millions of dollars. A burglar, possibly acting alone, broke into a German museum and took a gold coin that's made from 100 kilos of high-purity gold. It has a face value of more than $1 million, but what's more remarkable is that if it were melted down, it could net the thief almost five times that. Nick Grimm has our report.
From the promotional pitch, the stolen coin sounds like quite a prize.
It's breathtaking, powerful, unique, and it's from the Royal Canadian Mint.
In fact, its makers believe the coin known as the Big Maple Leaf was the embodiment of Canadian national prestige.
100 kilos of pure Canadian pride.
And that's not to mention the 100 kilos of pure gold that also went into the making of the coin. Make no mistake, this is not the kind of shrapnel that falls down the back of the couch, as the Royal Canadian Mint's Chief Operating Officer, Beverly Lepine, explained in this online video.
When people ask me why we made a 100 kilo gold coin with a $1 million face value, I like to tell them, because the team wanted the challenge.
Unfortunately for those Canadians who had imprinted the Big Maple Leaf with their national pride, it was also an irresistible challenge for a thief. The coin was on loan to Bode Museum in Germany when a light-fingered individual or individuals set sights on the heavy haul. A spokesman for Berlin police, Winfried Wenzel, said a ladder was used to reach a museum window from neighbouring railway tracks.
Based on the information that we have so far, we believe that the thief, maybe thieves, broke open a window in the back of the museum next to the train tracks. They then managed to enter the building and went to the coin exhibition. They only stole a single object, but it was an extraordinary one. The loot was a gold coin weighing 100 kilograms with a face value of $1 million.
At this stage, Berlin police still aren't saying how the culprit or culprits managed to make off with their 100-kilo load.
The coin was secured with bulletproof glass, that much I can say. But neither I nor Bode Museum can go into any more detail regarding the personnel who were inside the building at the time, or the alarm system or other security installations that were in use.
The Bode Museum boasts one of the world's largest coin collections, at more than 500,000 pieces. That's minus one now, of course. Berlin police have now been told to keep an eye out for a head bearing a strong resemblance to the Queen, on the face of it at least. But on the other side of the coin, Wilfred Wenzel suspects the missing piece of currency will soon change its appearance to help elude detection.
What's special about this coin is that it's of extraordinary purity, a gold grade which is exceptional. Of course, its enormous weight and size, with a diameter of 53 centimetres, that makes it pretty special too. It's such an extraordinary object that selling it on the black market seems impossible. Without being an expert on coins, I'd assume that robbers will want to melt it down for the gold it contains.
According to the museum, the coin is listed in the Guinness Book of Records for the purity of its gold. Mind you, in terms of size, it's a distant runner-up to the gold coin created 6 years ago by Australia's own Perth Mint. Tipping the scales at one tonne, the so-called Australian kangaroo one-tonne gold coin contains an estimated $50 million worth of the precious metal, despite only bearing a face value of a tiny fraction of that sum at $1 million.
Nick Grimm with that report.